A paper published in the June 2009 issue of Toxicological and Environmental Chemistry, Volume 91, Issue 4, concluded the routine administering of childhood vaccines containing thimerosal could cause significant cellular toxicity in human neuronal and fetal cells. This latest study confirms that damage from thimerosal does occur in human neuronal and fetal cells, even at low concentrations, wrote Dr. Joseph Mercola of the Illinois Natural Health Center. He noted that rates of autism in the U.S. have increased nearly 60-fold since the late 1970s, right along with the increasing number of vaccinations added to the childhood vaccination schedule. Typically, by the age of 3, most children have received at least 24 of their scheduled vaccinations. It is at this stage that symptoms of autism may become apparent. The academic community's perspective on thimerosal is indeed grim, as Boyd Haley, a retired professor of chemistry at the University of Kentucky, noted. If you inject thimerosal into an animal, its brain will sicken. If you apply it to living tissue, the cells die. If you put it in a petri dish, the culture dies. Knowing these things, it would be shocking if one could inject it into an infant without causing damage. And we should be doubly suspicious of these additives given the remarkably poor track record of pharmaceutical companies when it comes to ethics and safety. In 2012, GlaxoSmithKline, while denying any wrongdoing, nevertheless pleaded guilty to criminal charges and paid a $3 billion fine for promoting its antidepressants for unapproved uses and failing to report safety data about a top diabetes drug. It was the largest settlement recorded involving a pharmaceutical company. The agreement also included civil penalties for improper marketing of a half dozen other drugs.